I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Some of the world's top scientists toil anonymously for decades, only to be recognized long after the fact. For proof of that, look no further than Tu Youyou. She was awarded a Nobel Prize today for her work decades ago to develop a new treatment for malaria, which reportedly makes her China's first Nobel laureate for medicine. Science writer Phil McKenna has met Tu Youyou and written about her for New Scientist magazine. McKenna says Tu's contribution began as part of a secret Chinese military project during the Vietnam War.
At the time, the North Vietnamese, by some accounts, were losing more people to malaria than they were to U.S. bullets.
Right.
China was an ally with the North Vietnamese, one of their very few allies, and they wanted to help. So they started this top secret, a massive, massive scientific project to try to find a cure for malaria.
So China turns to the Academy of Traditional Chinese Medicine, and that's where Tu comes in. I mean, how kind of unconventional was it that the Chinese government turns to traditional medicine for this?
It was extremely unconventional, and they didn't do it right away. They initially screened some 40,000 synthetic drugs that they thought might be the cure. And this is after the U.S., they knew that the U.S. had already screened 200,000 synthetic drugs. But they decided they were desperate. They reached out to traditional Chinese medicine. They had Tu, who was in her mid-30s at the time, assemble a small lab of a few researchers to scour the ancient texts on Chinese traditional medicine and see if they could find a cure.
Now, this is kind of weird because at the time, Tu's husband was among those persecuted during the Cultural Revolution. He was banished to the countryside. The couple had a 4-year-old daughter, but Tu continued with her work anyway. I mean, she sounded really dedicated.
Yeah, her husband was an engineer, and because he was a scientist, he was banished to the countryside for being an intellectual. What's most amazing about this is that she was even doing science at the time. Science was officially banned during the Cultural Revolution, but this was seen as such an urgent need coming down from the top, from Chairman Mao himself saying, we are going to do this.
So what did Tu actually kind of deliver in terms of traditional medicine and breakthroughs in malaria?
She had studied both traditional Chinese medicine and Western medicine and could kind of act as a bridge between the two. What she eventually found, she was looking for ancient cures for fever because malaria causes a fever as well as many other things. And she screened hundreds of different possible treatments. One of them was a plant that we would call sweet wormwood. They call it Qinghao. And there's this scroll from 400 A.D., and it was called, ironically, it was called Emergency Treatments Kept Up One's Sleeve. Ironic because it had been kept up China's sleeve for hundreds and hundreds of years.
So Tu actually volunteered herself to be the first test subject. What was the actual product that she was kind of testing, and how risky was that?
It was pretty risky, but it was needed. It was needed urgently, so she volunteered.
I came down with malaria during Peace Corps in West Africa in the mid-80s. This kind of coincides with when artemisinin might have been available. What happened? Did I just miss out?
You and the rest of the Western world, we were missing out for decades. This was first available in China starting around 1973 when they were giving it to some of the North Vietnamese soldiers. They never published scientific papers on it until after the Cultural Revolution when science could begin again. But yet from 77 until 2000 or 2006, we still didn't see it widespread outside of China when the World Health Organization and some biotech companies finally picked it up.
Wow. So you met Tu a few years ago. What's she like?
Fascinating woman. Really a fire in her eyes. When I met her, I introduced myself in Chinese. I speak some Chinese. And she said in Chinese, oh, thank God this one speaks some Chinese. And then we went on and talked for another hour or two through lunch.
Tu Youyou was never publicly recognized in China for this breakthrough. Why not?
She's received some recognition in China, but the vast majority has been outside of the country. In China, she refers to herself as a professor of the three no's. No postgrad degree, no experience working abroad, no membership in the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Mm. So for her to win the Nobel Prize is just extraordinary recognition for an extraordinary contribution to science.
A huge day for Tu Youyou. Science writer Phil McKenna is based here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and he's been telling us about her. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.